Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Commentators suggest various subdivisions for Psalm 37, although they all agree that the basic point is the same. The wicked may flourish for a time, and the righteous may struggle, but it's the end that tells the tale. However, there is a progression of the argument throughout the psalm. We'll look at the first two parts in this study and parts 3 and 4 in the next. The first section, verses 1 to 11, presents a series of negative and positive practical steps for believers to arm themselves against delusion, bitterness, or anxiety. These we examined in our last study. So, quote, wait on the Lord. Verse 9, and he will fulfill his promises. The warning is, don't fret. The Hebrew word hara, meaning to glow or grow warm. Don't get hot and bothered. Repeated 3 times so we don't miss it. Verses 1, 7, and 8. The section concludes with a divine promise endorsed by our Lord. Quote, but the meek shall inherit the earth. Verse 11. See Matthew 5, verse 5. The second section, Psalm 37, verses 12 to 22, concludes the same way. Quote, those blessed by him shall inherit the earth. Verse 22. But now, the emphasis is not what the believer should do, but what the Lord shall do. He has a personal stake in the outcome of our story. Quote, the Lord laughs at the wicked. Verse 13, a description reminiscent of Psalm 2. By contrast, quote, the Lord upholds the righteous, verse 17. And David reminds us that riches without righteousness is a blight, but little with the Lord is a blessing. Also, quote, the Lord knows the days of the upright, verse 18. He's tracking us, blessing us even in hard times, verse 19. And noticing when we bless others, verse 21. Thus, this portion of the psalm emphasizes that even in the hard times, it's worth it to cling to the Lord and be a blessing to others, because even in days of famine, we can, quote, feed on his faithfulness, verse 3.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.